I actually have been telling the congregation I'm going to share a little bit about baptism today, just some simple things that you can take with you when you think about what does it mean to be baptized? What does it mean to follow Jesus in baptism? You know, today truly is a celebration for those that are being baptized. And you say, well, what do you mean, Pastor? It's a celebration. When you think about the word baptize, it actually means to dunk or immerse. And Jesus himself was baptized. And so when we look at it, we kind of have to look at it in context of the whole gospel, in context of what did Jesus come to do. And so let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your word. That today we can come out of church today hearing from heaven and hearing something that's authentic that comes from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says this, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. That is the essence of the gospel, believing in your heart. And so those that are getting baptized today, what has happened to them is that there was literally a new confession. The word confession, sometimes we kind of get it a little bit kind of like, oh, I confessed my sin, or I went to confessional if you grew up Catholic, but the word actually in the Greek language means to say the same thing that God says.
Amen.
So what to say the same thing. It's to actually say the same thing. In other words, to agree with God. And so when we look at the gospel, we're agreeing with God. I needed help. When I was a teenager and I didn't know God, I knew about him. I was somewhat religious, went to church a little bit, but there was an authentic experience that I had with God. And Pastor Lewis talked about the love. I experienced the love of God. And that love literally transformed my life. You know, a lot of young people today are talking about the authentic, the real. That's what they want. They want the authentic, the real. They don't want just religion. They want the authentic. They want the real. The love of God, you can't get anything more real than the love of God.
Amen.
Because the love of God looks beyond cultural divisions. It looks beyond that and goes right to the human heart. That according to the Word of God, all have sinned. All fall short of the glory of God. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He came to pay the price that I couldn't pay.
Thank you, Lord.
And as a 15-year-old, it became so real to me. And as I was listening to Pastor Lewis and Pastor Rothman and thinking about today and reflecting on today, I reflected on my own story of how God got a hold of my life, how I experienced the authentic. And what it was I was going to a church, grew up in it, knew a lot about it, had some head knowledge about it, but hadn't really experienced it. And on that particular Sunday, I kind of admired the youth pastor that was at my church. I admired him, and I wanted to get to know him a little better, but I was busy with other things, with my friends, doing stuff. It wasn't a priority to me to be a part of that kind of community. But that particular Sunday, he got up and he announced that God was moving him somewhere else. And something just clicked on the inside of me. That particular day, I remember exactly where I was. I was with a friend that I had been out the night before partying. And he was one of the deacon's sons. I would go there. And so I was there, and I was like, my heart, and I'm not trying to plagiarize Martin Luther, but my heart got strangely warmed. Something touched on the inside. And I was sitting in the church service, and I thought, this thought went through my mind, if I took him for granted, God, am I taking you for granted? Because I knew about God. I remember actually arguing with the atheists in my class, and yet I myself really was struggling with my own faith. And so at that moment, I received Christ. So Romans 10, 9, and 10 became a new confession. I believed and I agreed with what God said, that I was a sinner, I needed a Savior, and I needed His forgiveness. And so that particular Sunday, I looked at my friend, and at the end of the service, they gave an opportunity for people to walk down the aisle. That's the way they did it in my church. That you made a public profession of faith. Matthew 10, 32 says that if you'll confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. What's it talking about? Lordship. And that particular day, I looked at my friend and I said, I'm going down. Are you going? He was older than me. And he was like, no. I said, well, I'm going. And I never looked back. And so I became a new creation. So the first thing that happened is I had a new confession. The second thing that happened is I became a new creation. Something transformed me on the inside. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says this. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I became a new creation. I was still the same old Doug in a lot of ways. But there was something that was truly deep down on the inside that transformed my life. The next thing that happened was I decided to be baptized. I decided to be baptized, and it was a new consecration. So there was a new confession in my life. There was a new creation in my life. Now there was a new consecration. That's not a word we use a lot in our society. But it means to consecrate means to set something apart for some special use. That's what it means. To consecrate something means I'm going to set this apart to only be used in a certain context. You know, some people have certain shirts that they only wear to certain events. I know some people that are massive sports fans, and that jersey they are only wearing when they go to Yankee Stadium. I mean, they're really into it, right? They consecrated that item. Well, I decided that my life was going to be consecrated. And so what I did was, I actually consecrated my life. Turn with me to Romans, if you have your Bible. Romans chapter 6 and verse 32. I'm sorry, Romans 6 and verse 3 and 4. Romans 6 and verse 3 and 4. Talking about baptism, right? And it says this, or have you forgotten that when you were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know also we will live with him. We are sure of this because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. So that was true in my life. And so I share that with you today, those truths. That first of all, I had a new confession. I began to say the same thing that God said about me. I became a new creation. I became a new creation. I had a new consecration in my life by following Jesus in baptism. And I found out from Matthew chapter 28 that now I have a new commission. And that is to share that message with others. To share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those who believe and are baptized. That is what our mission should be. And so that's what I've spent my life doing. Today there will be several people in the water with me that will be partaking of this experience. They are saying this with their life, saying this with their story, that I have a new confession. I have become a new creation. This is a new consecration in my life. And now I have a new commission. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of your word today, that it will help in drawing people to yourself, strengthening the heart of believers. Father, that the significance of today would be truly a celebration of those truths, a celebration of that new confession, a celebration, God, of being a new creation in Christ. The old is gone. A celebration of that consecration, that I'm setting my life apart for your use. And God, that you give each one of us a new commission to be instruments of love and joy and peace in this world. So we thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you've never asked Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior, that's the start of this journey for you. If you believe in your heart, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, and you confess with your mouth, that's the start. And if there's anybody here or anybody online that is wanting to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior, I want to give you that opportunity right there where you're. You can have every head bowed, every eye closed. That way, people can have a moment of privacy. If there's somebody in here, you would say, I believe that. I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm not asking you to change anything like that. But what are you going to do with Jesus? That's what I'm asking. And if you want to take that step closer to Jesus and believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, I want you to raise your hand and say, that's me. I need to ask Jesus into my life. If that's you, thank you. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would raise their hand? Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Let's pray together out loud. Just to give people a moment of comfort. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, don't feel like I'm forcing you to pray. But those that have made Jesus their Lord, let's pray together. And just pray after me and believe in your heart what's happening, okay? Say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is who he said he is. I believe that he died for my sins, that he was raised from the dead, and I confess him as my Lord and Savior, and I receive his forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you're watching online, or you prayed that prayer in person, we want to know about it. Just let us know. Go up to one of the leaders, one of the pastors, one of one of us. Just say, hey, I prayed that prayer. Because we'd like to give you something to help you in your walk with Christ. Amen. Praise God. Our baptism service today will be at 1 o'clock over at the Boys and Girls Club of Northern Westchester. Don't get there too early because they won't know what to do with you. Okay? A 10 of is about the right time. That way there'll be a chance to fellowship afterwards, that sort of thing. If you need special prayer for anything, if you have something that's going on in your life, we want to be able to pray for you. I would ask that maybe you might, if it's going to take a while, that we would pray over at the Boys and Girls Club for you, okay? But we'll be over there, and it's going to be a celebration. There'll be some songs, and it'll be a great opportunity. It's not a real long service for those of you that are coming to support family members. It's a brief service. So be there on time. Come. Support them. It's going to be an awesome time. Amen. Now we're sending out for